It's another day of protests for Pakistanis angered by Islamabad's decision to reopen routes used to carry supplies to U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Thousands of protesters are marching from the northwestern city of Peshawar to the nearby town of Jamrud, close to the Afghan border. They accuse the Pakistani government of treason for ending a seven-month blockade on supply routes. Similar rallies are staged across Pakistan on an almost daily basis. Ishaq Ahmed is a political analyst who joins us from Islamabad to give us his introspective on this. Ishaq Ahmed, we can call this another protest, but it actually isn't, because we're looking at thousands upon thousands, by some estimates, 50,000. Tell us the significance this time around of these protests, and will they lead to any results in terms of a government decision on these supply routes being reopened?
Well, 7 months ago, there was an attack, the American attack on a Pakistani security checkpost at the Pak-Afghan border, in which nearly two dozen Pakistani soldiers were killed. So following this attack, Pakistan took a principal position to close down this NATO supply route and preconditioned its opening to a few issues, broadly concerning the issue of sovereignty violation on behalf of the United States. There are, as you know, for a number of years, an increasing intensity of drone strikes in tribal areas. And then there was this attack on Salalah checkpost. So this issue was taken to the parliament. Parliament resolved, again, preconditioning the opening of the NATO supply route on US and NATO forces in Afghanistan, assuring that they will not violate Pakistani sovereignty and the drone strikes in Pakistani tribal areas will stop. But then the government wavered and somehow the Americans issued a sort of apology over the incident. And in response, the government decided to open the supply route. Now, since the government had taken earlier, along with the rest of the nation, the whole public opinion was unanimous on this issue, so an opposition was gradually evolving. And when this turnaround has taken place, so in response, you see these protests.
But are these protests just another protest? I mean, we're looking at thousands protesting against this. Is the government in Pakistan in any shape or form concerned, given the fact that they already have reacted by opening the supply routes, that this may escalate not only anti-American sentiment as being displayed, but against the government?
Obviously, the concern is there. But, 7 months had passed, and as you know, that Pakistan internally is quite a weak country, economy was going down, so they needed external support. But the issue is that not just the Pakistani security establishment, but the wider public opinion had turned anti-American in the last around 1.5 years, and there are recurrent instances from the issue of Raymond Davis killing two Pakistanis in the city of Lahore early last year, then the killing of Bin Laden in Pakistan, then this Salalah attack. So there is a recurrent downturn in U.S.-Pakistani relations, and in which, it depends upon people who you blame the most. But I think Americans share much of the blame for what has happened. Now, part of the reason why the government would be flexible on this NATO supply route is because, unlike the past nearly a decade, this time around the whole issue is to really ensure how the reverse shipment of whole lot of material that the Americans and NATO countries have gathered in Afghanistan will take place. Because Pakistan, just like the Afghan nation or other countries bordering Afghanistan, we expect that NATO and the Americans will withdraw from Afghanistan, and withdrawal is a must to amicably resolve the Afghan conflict. And once there is peace in Afghanistan, then obviously there will be peace in the neighborhood. So on that broader question, we might be flexible. But another, I think, negative outcome of this decision, apart from the people numbering thousands, marching in Peshawar and beyond, is that there was a relative decline in domestic terrorism in Pakistan in the past 1.5 years, at a time when our relations with America were frozen. But ever since the government has taken this decision in the past few weeks, there is a sudden upsurge in domestic terrorist activity across Pakistan.
Well, that's a very interesting point that you make there. Unfortunately, we're out of time on this. Thank you very much, Ishaq Ahmad, political analyst from Islamabad.